Show. A lively look at the Tampa Bay region, featuring music and comedy, with your hosts, Al Ruggiero and J.C. Unger. Today's special guest, Jack Atkins. And now, here's Al and J.C.
Listening to the very fine music of Jack Atkins, also known as Jammin' Jack around town here in the Tampa Bay region. Jack, how are you?
Well, I feel pretty good today. A little slow because I did a gig last night, and I'm always slow the next day, but I'm all right. A little hoarse, too.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Takes a while to get going. Cup of coffee or two. Now, Jack, I don't know a lot about you. I've heard your name around town. I know you play over there at Biff Burgers on Tuesday nights, but I'm not really even sure what instruments you play. I've seen you on your video on your website. I've seen you playing the guitar, but do you play other instruments as well?
Yeah, I present myself with bass pedals. I'm kicking an octave of MIDI bass pedals. I use a Strat. String electric. Also, as a novelty, I play a 5-string banjo, bluegrass style.
Cool.
At the same time, I'm sometimes playing lead blues harp.
So that's you playing on track then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah. And I run backing tracks on some songs. As you never hide, face your change. Be brave.
It's your life, you'll be saved. Do you make your own tracks?
I do.
Ah, talented man.
It's some sort of insanity, I'm not sure.
Who were your early influences musically, Jack?
Oh, this is going to date me. From the time I got the guitar fever, at that time, I just wanted to play lead guitar. That was always the quest. Mm-hmm. So I started off playing Ventures music.
Huh.
And that's how I got started. Actually, the very first song I ever learned was Ghost Riders in the Sky, I think, by the Ventures. But as time went on and I started playing in bands, I think some of my favorite guitar players are Chet Atkins, Mark Knopfler, Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
I liked some of the early Hendrix stuff. But I've got something weighing on my mind.
Have you lived in this area all your life, or did you come here from somewhere else?
I was raised in West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
And I came here off the road. I've been touring the northern United States for about 4 years with a duo. And I kept thinking, you know, I think I could do this as a single. So I gave up the duo and moved here in 81 to start my single act because there were just so many places a single could work.
Right.
Pool bars, inside, outside.
Exactly.
Twice the, you know, so that's how I got here, 81.
Mm-hmm. So, you've been here quite a while, yeah.
I started my single act in 81, but 83 I got discovered by a company out of Austin, Texas, an entertainment management company, and I left here in the latter part of 83, and I was on the road 10 months a year until 91.
say what you want. You can look the other way.
Have you done other things besides music, or has it just been music?
No, my original education was in computers, and I worked on the corporate level for 7 years, and then I quit and went back to music, much to the dismay of my wife at the time. I decided to approach it from a business point of view and set up a ledger and started approaching agencies and managers and went into the business of entertaining in 76 full-time.
We're talking with Jack Adkins, and he's otherwise known in the area here as Jammin' Jack. And Jack, do you have recordings available that the public can get to?
I've got a Jammin' Jack's favorite CD that I really enjoyed doing. It took me a couple years to put it all together. They're cover tunes that I've enjoyed over the years, and I created them. It's all studio work. And that's a CD that I do sell off stage, and you can get that off my website.
Okay, what is that website, Jack?
Just go midiax.com. That's M as in Mary, IDIAX.com/ Jammin, JAMMIN.HTM.
Okay.
Kind of complicated. And that'll get you to Jammin' Jack's website.
Okay. Very good. And how about, are you performing in the area anywhere? Today would be the 25th, Friday the 25th that we're broadcasting. Are you anywhere this weekend?
No place public. So far, in the near future, the only public places that I'm playing is Biff Burgers on Tuesday night.
What's the time on that?
Oh, that's 6 to 10.
6 to 10.
6 to 10.
I was at Biff's the other day. Just the other day, my wife and I stopped in there, and we had some of their wings. They got some pretty good wings in there.
Well, they're known for their wings and their barbecue stuff, I tell you.
Yeah, that's at 49th Street at 38th Avenue, by the way. If you folks want to catch that every Tuesday there, you can catch Jammin' Jack out there. He's quite a musician, quite a guitar player. And it's been a great pleasure having you on our program, Jack.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity, and I hope everybody... I chose to do original... present some original music to you folks because I so rarely get an opportunity to do that. Hope everybody enjoys it.
I prefer the original myself, as opposed to cover. But either one works fine, and I'm glad we got a chance to hear your talent.
Thanks, JC.
You bet. Jack Adkins, everybody.